The week that was with Gaundy and Maz. It was a different week on the show, and we shouldn't have been surprised when we were covering topics like potato milk.
It does taste like it comes from a cow's tit.
It's teat.
Oh, is it? I thought teat was just a cute way of saying it, because it was on a cow. Seriously.
Not a normal thing.
You don't describe it them as nice? Nice teats?
I don't know. I mean, you just did.
Six nice teats on the bottom of the cow.
Anyway, I'm not really sure how to get into this next bit.
We say call the show anytime on 13 10 60, and Olivia has done that with a correction. Morning, Olivia.
Okay, sweetheart. So as a city chick who married a farmer,
yes.
I'm very well versed that cows only have four teeth, not six.
I picture three on each side. Maybe
you know
it's a cartoon or something. What is it?
You're picturing it too much, buddy.
Yeah.
Stop picturing cow's teeth.
Too much time on my hand. Just to set the record straight for anyone, it's four cow's tits, yes?
Teats.
No one could have predicted how deep we'd go into teat chat, but luckily we could predict the future for some of our listeners with tarot cards.
It's Marion this morning. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Marion.
Good morning.
Welcome to your future.
Have you been tarot before?
No, I haven't been tarot before.
Well, I'm going to tarot you.
Exciting.
Oh, there's... Okay. I got the card, the Emperor. Oof. The Emperor advises you to take control of a chaotic situation through firmness and resolve, but you must avoid being too harsh and incurring the resentment of those around you.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
No.
Let's go to Loose Lids. This is right up your alley.
You got the Hermit. The Hermit reminds you to give yourself proper time for self-reflection and introspection, but you must also take care not to drift into isolation or excessive self-involvement.
Does this tarot card know I have four children?
Really not.
We celebrated the return of iconic show Sex and the City, and New South Wales really showed their excitement.
We want to know if you can sing the Sex and the City theme.
Can you, Brooke?
Yes. Nah. This is funny.
It is. It's funny that you called.
Yeah. You're funny when you do it.
I know.
Yes. Even giving us the end as well. That is quality.
That's amazing.
That's enough.
It seemed all this mischief was coming from somewhere, and we should have known, with Christmas so close, it had something to do with all of Santa's elves that arrived to visit.
Ali and Liam have called through. Hi, guys. Have you got some elves at your house now?
Yep, we have two, Silver and Tinkle.
And what's some of the rules around your elves on the shelves there? Is there anything you can and can't do?
Don't touch them.
What happens if they lose their magic?
They can't fly back to the North Pole to tell Santa everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
But then they live with you forever.
Hey, Ella, have you got a couple of elves at your house?
We have 10.
How come you have so many? That's a lot. I mean, it's fine.
Our grandma gave us some. Those ones had babies.
Oh, busy elves.
Also a naughty one.
Oh.
You got a naughty elf?
Which one's the naughty one?
Jaxa.
Oh, of course.
Hi, George. Now, do you have an elf on the shelf at your house?
Yes, he was holding a card on top of a vase with a candle inside, and he almost burnt his butt.
And that's the week that was with Gaundy and Mads.
Four nice teats on the bottom of the cow.